Welcome to Manchester United Daily, the go-to podcast for all United fans out there. I'm your host, Alex, and today we take a look at the tactical, financial, and managerial intricacies facing the Red Devils under the leadership of Erik ten Hag. As the Theatre of Dreams hosts scenes of both ambition and challenges, we also look beyond the pitch to understand the shifts happening within the foundation of the club. So, stay tuned and let's get right into it. The repercussions of Manchester United's failure to secure a spot in the prestigious UEFA Champions League can be felt not just by fans, but also in the club's financial framework. Without the substantial revenue generated from Europe's elite club competition, the Red Devils have enforced pay cuts, a decision that inflicts a significant monetary blow to the players and the club's allure in retaining elite talent. The financial implications of this shortfall are no trivial matter. Participation in the Champions League brings with it a windfall of broadcasting revenues, performance bonuses, and marketing opportunities, and missing out means a stark shortfall in income. For the players, this penalization strikes a chord, slicing through their lucrative packages and raising concern about the future commitments of key figures within the squad. These financial constraints not only tighten the proverbial belt, but potentially strain the relationship between management and players, as the latter may feel the pinch in their personal earnings. Moreover, the impact of such cuts extends into the realm of player morale. A reduction in wages is seldom seen as a mere contractual obligation. It's read as a signal, an inadvertent commentary on the club's standing and an individual's worth within the hierarchy. The psychological effect of diminished compensation cannot be understated. For a team accustomed to high rewards and incentives, the enforced austerity could impose a niggling sense of devaluation, a troublesome undercurrent in an environment where confidence and mental fortitude are necessary. The psychological effect of diminished compensation cannot be understated. For a team accustomed to high rewards and incentives, the enforced austerity could impose a niggling sense of devaluation, a troublesome undercurrent in an environment where confidence and mental fortitude are necessary. As the club navigates through these challenges, only time will tell the effect this will have on the future of the team. Manchester United's quest for silverware and the best team players has often led them down the path of tantalizing transfers and strategic overhauls. Two names currently resonating in the corridors of Old Trafford are Crystal Palace's young stars, Michael Olise and Eberechi Eze. The epitome of vibrant talent and agility, these two individuals have captivated onlookers with their performances in the Premier League. Dwight York, no stranger to the weight of a Manchester United jersey, has openly endorsed the signing of these two players. The raw potential symbolised by Olise and Eze would not only inject a newfound dynamism into United's ranks, but also represents a noble investment into the club's attacking future. United's recruitment strategy is not merely confined to securing talent, but also echoes a duality where strategic fine-tuning of the current team is critical. Enter the insights of Jason Wilcox, United's new technical director, who has swiftly moved to stamp his mark on Erik ten Hag's tactics. Reflecting on United's lackluster style and inconsistent results, Wilcox advises a pivot towards a more possession-based approach, aiming to exhibit control and finesse on the pitch, a pivot that will be scrutinised tonight against Sheffield United. The Sheffield team, enduring their own trials and tribulations, may just be the perfect canvas for Ten Hag's side to paint a renewed tactical masterpiece. Tonight, as the Reds line up under the floodlights of Old Trafford, the pressure on Ten Hag to adapt and implement these strategic imperatives looms large. Will he instill that possession-centric philosophy suggested by Wilcox? Can the potential arrival of players like Olise and Eze usher United into a new era of prosperity? These are the narratives encapsulating Manchester United's recruitment and strategy as they navigate the world of modern football. In a recent development that has rocked the foundations of Manchester United, reports have emerged of a clandestine gathering that could spell significant changes in the leadership dynamics within the club. This secret meeting, involving Potter, Ashworth, and high-level Manchester United officials, has sparked intense speculation regarding the managerial future at Old Trafford. The backdrop to this intrigue is a series of underwhelming performances from Erik ten Hag's squad, prompting a closer examination of managerial strategies and the possibility of structural alterations. The implications of this meeting are profound. hinting at conversations that go beyond mere tactical adjustments, potentially paving the way for a shift in management that could redefine the club's trajectory. Adding to the ferment is the stance of Sir Jim Ratcliffe, whose acquisition of a minority stake in Manchester United has brought him into a position of considerable influence. Ratcliffe's vision for the club is one of revival, of returning Manchester United to its former glory, a process that may involve tough decisions at the managerial level. Within this context, his patience with the current management has been noted, alongside his assertive desire for transformation. It has been reported that Ten Hag's continuation in his role may hang in the balance, despite leading the team to the FA Cup final, leaving observers to consider who might be in line to steer the ship should a change be deemed necessary. Names like Graham Potter, who has been out of management since his time with Chelsea, have been circulated as potential replacements. Potter, known for his communication skills and egalitarian treatment of players, irrespective of their price tags, could offer a fresh approach. Yet, despite Potter's credentials, the prospect of a change at the helm carries an element of risk, considering the different managerial philosophies that a new leader would introduce, as well as the rebuilding that follows any such transition. In essence, the evolving story at Manchester United is one of anticipation and uncertainty, where the presently veiled discussions could soon reveal a new chapter, or perhaps a return to a familiar narrative, under the guidance of a new or stable management team. As Manchester United navigates through a period of speculation about their future direction, former Red Devil Giuseppe Rossi has weighed in with his thoughts on who could be a fitting successor to Erik ten Hag. Rossi has gone as far as to suggest that the legendary Roy Keane would be the right man for the job. In his recent exclusive with DAZN, Rossi expressed his admiration for Keane's character, which he described as exactly what is needed at Old Trafford. Keane, with his rich history as part of United's culture and his no-nonsense approach, could command the respect necessary to instill a sense of discipline and a winning mentality. However, it's not just about who takes the reins. It's also about the structure that underpins their success. Addressing the critical nature of strong leadership at Manchester United, Ineos's director of sport, Sir Dave Brailsford, has delivered a stark and straightforward message to the squad. Sir Dave emphasised that winning is the singular focus of the club. Under the new investments by Sir Jim Ratcliffe, who earlier this year acquired a minority stake in the club, there is a clear and resolute ambition to return United to the glory of its past. With Ratcliffe's plan to dethrone the current footballing powerhouses, Brailsford's message resonates with an unambiguous signal of intent. He has openly expressed the goal of learning from the successes of neighbours Manchester City and Liverpool, affirming the determination to re-emerge as a dominant force in English football. The culture of leadership at Manchester United is one that cherishes its history, yet recognises the importance of evolving and adapting to contemporary challenges. The anticipation of potential managerial changes sparks conversation about sustainability and the vision to not just achieve greatness in the short term, but to lay down a legacy that future generations at the club can build upon. Whether it is the infusion of fresh ideas from a new manager or the adherence to a strategic blueprint for success, the emphasis is placed firmly on the necessity of a robust leadership structure to aspire to and achieve triumphs that are long overdue. In player movement news, the fate of Hannibal Medjbri is becoming a focal point in the Old Trafford narrative. Reports now indicate that the young Tunisian midfielder is set to part ways with Manchester United this summer. The decision comes amidst a period of transformation and restructuring within the club's ranks. Hannibal, a talent who has been on the fringes of the first team, has found game time elusive, and his loan spell at Sevilla has been less than fruitful. Despite triggering a contractual extension, ensuring that United does not lose him on a free, the club seems to be leaning towards a sale. Feyenoord has emerged as a potential destination, suggestive of a strategy that values development and playing time for emerging talents. Before we end today's episode, here's a quick recap of what we went through. We've navigated through the current swirl of challenges, from the financial turbulence and player morale issues stemming from Champions League absence, to the tantalising prospect of Crystal Palace's Olis and Eze potentially donning the red jersey. We've delved into the unfolding narrative of leadership, with Erik ten Hag's future in question, the strategic shifts advised by Jason Wilcox, and the looming presence of Sir Jim Ratcliffe. Amidst legacy talks, we contemplated Giuseppe Rossi's choice for Ten Hag's heir, and reflected on Sir Dave Brailsford's call for robust leadership. Finally, we touched upon Hannibal's likely exit and what it means for United's journey ahead. Thank you for joining us on Manchester United Daily. Keep following for more insights and updates, and let us know your thoughts on the news we share. This has been Alex, and don't forget to tune in again tomorrow